Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey everyone, welcome to the It's Me Nicole podcast, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everyone is doing well, and welcome to this evening's broadcast that I am calling Thoughtful Tuesdays. What's funny is I actually just came up with this because all week I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about, and there are so many things that happen that, you know, I couldn't nail it down to just one thing. So I was talking to my niece, and I decided that I'm going to call tonight Thoughtful Tuesdays. And what's Thoughtful Tuesday? And what that means is I'm shooting from the hip, you guys. I'm just talking about a couple of different things, but I hope in the end I'm able to put it all together into a pretty good message, okay? So I hope that everyone has been doing wonderful. I know in California, I mean, when they say it never rains in California, they are lying. It has been raining since yesterday, and I have to be honest with you, I'm a little tired of the rain. I know that we need it, but, I mean, my goodness. Yeah, the rain is getting old, but, again, I know that we need it. I just want to remind everyone to be out there. I want to remind everyone to be safe, drive slow. You would not believe the people who are speeding through this street, or would you? It is ridiculous, and I think that everybody is a speed racer now. They're speeding past, going 80, 90 miles on wet roads, and it doesn't make any sense. So, again, you guys, just be safe. If you're in California, actually, if you're in any state, be safe. But in California, I know we're experiencing a lot of rain. I urge you to stay in if you can, and if you're out there, you guys, just be safe, okay? Because, you know, people out here are crazy. Speaking on that, my friend Lonnie actually just posted something on Facebook that cracked me up, but it's not funny, where some Girl Scouts were robbed in Texas. Did you hear what I just said? Some Girl Scouts were robbed in Texas. What are we coming to? Who are we raising? What is happening out here in this world that people are robbing Girl Scouts for their money? I remember when we were having some hate crimes against Asian people, what was it, a couple years ago, this dude went into this store and beat up this old Asian lady. And her being Asian doesn't even make any difference. But, I mean, I'm just saying, who are we raising? What is happening? What is going on with mental health that people are beating up old people, you know, killing people for nothing, robbing Girl Scouts? What the heck is going on? I even read something where these, goodness gracious, I don't remember who it was, but a person got in trouble because basically what they did is they shot the puppy and let the puppy walk around the house basically until it died. I'm just saying, we have to be at some sort of tipping point because what is going on out here? What is going on out here? And if you have not yet understood that we are collectively responsible for the craziness going on out in this world, I don't know if we have turned our backs on each other so much. I don't know if it's that the tribe has not been tribing. I am not sure what the hell it is, but we have got to do better, people. We have got to do better. And if you're out here having kids, you know what? We have to raise these children so that they understand and respect humanity. They respect the next person, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what they sound like, regardless of where they come from. I'm telling you that a lot of stuff that we see going on right now, it is a direct effect. It's a direct effect of a lack of integrity, a lack of altruism, that spills out into the society, into all of these different problems, mental health issues, drug issues, homelessness issues. All of this is related. And I know you guys, a lot of people don't think it is, but it is. It's all related, and we are responsible for it, you guys. That's why when stuff goes down, we all suffer. When stuff goes down, we all suffer. It doesn't matter how much money you make. So just keep that in mind. I know I started off with that, but it's just crazy to me. They robbing Girl Scouts now, you guys? They're robbing Girl Scouts. Somebody is – who is that parent? They must be so embarrassed, even if their kid is old. Like, who wants to be the parent of the person who robbed the Girl Scouts for money? It's funny, but it's not. But it's just a message, everyone. We're at a tipping point. We're at a tipping point. But, you know, crazy. If you're just joining in, and I see some people coming up on the dashboard, always remember that you don't necessarily have to call in. But if you call in to listen, it's 323-642-1757, or you could just log in. And you can listen to it as well. Either way, I appreciate it. I also ask if you could share it with one person. I would really appreciate that, too. I always say it doesn't matter how many people listen. I don't care if it's one person. If I can just get one ear and they can just hear a little bit of what I say and it inspires them to be better and do better, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. So I appreciate everyone who tunes in with me. Every other Tuesday, I will be in again next Tuesday because I missed last Tuesday. But, again, if you're just logging in, this is the It's Me, Nicole podcast. I am your host this evening, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and this is what I call your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I just want you to be able to walk away, you know, log off, hang up your phone. I want you to be able to leave me tonight with just a little bit of something that, you know, makes you or inspires you to be better to the next person and be better to yourself. And that is my goal. And if it's only one person, that is fine. And, yeah, welcome, everybody. Welcome. It has been a hell of a year so far. Today is what? It's February 20th. I got my teeth cleaned today. You know what's funny? Have you ever got your teeth cleaned and you don't want to eat because your teeth are so clean? That's how I feel. Like, I walked out there, I just wanted to grin extra hard just so everybody can see my pearly whites. I want to remind you that this kind of stuff is important. Take care of yourself. We don't want health insurance and, like, dental insurance because we have something to matter. Let's do the upkeep so that if you are privileged enough to have health insurance, to have dental insurance, use it, not because you're sick to prevent you from becoming sick. Use it. Get all these checkups that you're supposed to get. Go get your teeth cleaned. Do all the stuff that you're supposed to do so that you can age gracefully, okay, because you're going to need it. I know a lot of young people, you guys think that you're invincible, but you know what? Things happen. Take care of your body, mind, and your spirit. So this evening, I'm calling this broadcast Thoughtful Tuesday, and I have a couple things that I want to talk about. If you missed my last couple of podcasts, I hope that you're able to go back and listen to it. Remember, you can go in and you can click on it at any time. If I text you or I emailed you that link, all you have to do is click on that link any day, and you can listen to the podcast. But the beginning of the year, I had a couple topics. I just want to go over them really quick, and it was if it don't fit, don't force it, meaning don't try to push yourself, don't try to force your way into situations. Do you need it or do you want it? Do you need it or do you want it? Work on being better. That is our goal, to work on being better this year. Damn all of these New Year's resolutions, work on being better. If you don't know, now you know. That means be intentional with your words, be truthful with your words, be truthful with your intent, so that there is no confusion. Commit to yourself. Commit to being a better person mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally, and live your life. Stop talking about what you're going to start today. Tomorrow. Start today. And then the following podcast I have was dealing with conflict, and I basically talked about your relationship with conflict and you know, why you deal with conflict the way that you do. And for you to look within yourself and really pay attention on how you deal with conflict, because it makes a big difference about in terms of how you are able to get along in the world every day. And that's in your personal relationships, your work relationships, just with you walking out in the street. How do you deal with conflict? What is your relationship with conflict? And this evening for Thoughtful Tuesday, I'm going to build up on some of this because I just realized that some of this conversation will address some of the old topics, but it's still going to help us build up on what we're doing this year. And this year is we are living our lives and we are working to be better. And all this year in my podcast, I will continue to build up on this. I know that you can go to other places. I know that you can get the gossip, which you're going to get a little tonight. But tonight and every time that I have a broadcast, again, it is so that you can have positive, empowering, and insightful conversations, something to kind of try to trigger the mind, okay? First and foremost, you guys, you know I'm going to talk about it, and I know a lot of you are not on TikTok, and I recommend you to look at this. I'm going to tell you why. So I watch a TikTok that my daughter told me to watch. It's the TikTok page is Risa Tisa, and this young lady has a 50 segments on TikTok talking about a relationship that she had with a gentleman who was a pathological liar and barely and basically a narcissist. And as I was just reading to you some of my past topics, it reminded me of if it don't fit, don't force it. If it don't fit, don't force it. She knew from day one. She knew that it was not going to work out for her. She knew that it shouldn't work out for her. She knew that it did not fit for her. But she wanted that dream so bad. She wanted that house and that baby, that white picket fence, that nice luxury car and that husband. She wanted that island in that kitchen. She wanted those four or five bedrooms. She wanted that lawn. She wanted that so bad that she went against the very thing within her that was telling her that shit is not right. And she put herself through so much turmoil. And I'm not judging her, but it reminds me of what I try to teach my daughter Marley all the time. You have to affirm yourself. You cannot look in other people. You cannot look towards other people to tell you that you are important, to tell you that you are beautiful, to tell you that you are successful, to tell you that you are smart, to tell you that you are worthy. Because when you start looking towards other people to do that for you, you make yourself susceptible to the BS that we see that happens. 50 different segments on TikTok, equating to about 5 hours of this young lady telling us about the mess that this man put her through in what I think a span of 2 years. And each, as she looks back, she sees all of the red flags. And when I tell you, there was more than red flags. We talk about red flags, but there was blue flags and burgundy flags, black flags. Every color of the rainbow flag was up for her. And she just kept moving. She kept going. She kept pushing for it because she wanted what she thought was the prize. She wanted what she thought was going to affirm her. She wanted what she thought was going to make her feel like a woman. Not just a woman, but a desirable woman, a woman that is wanted, a woman that is loved. And so, again, I'm telling you, I advise you to look at it, men and women. I know some people don't get on TikTok because it is a lesson. It is a lesson of life. It is a lesson in life played right there in front of our face. So it's Risa Tisa. I think you go to at Risa Tisa, R-E-E-S-A, T-E-E-S-A, and it's very rare that I promote stuff like this, but it is a lesson in understanding why it is so important for you to have emotional intelligence, for you to practice using critical thinking skills, for you to trust your intuition, to trust your gut, for you to affirm yourself so you don't get taken down the rabbit hole, so you don't have on the clown nose, right? And the paint and the whole costume. It was just crazy. It's crazy. Watch it, you guys. Listen to it. It's just crazy. So in my notes next, I said I wanted to refer to, again, this is Thoughtful Tuesday, so I'm talking about a couple things, and all of this will end up coming together. I had did a post. I had made a post on Facebook, and it came to because I watch a lot of stuff. Some stuff is entertainment, some stuff is news, and I see people in such denial about the truth, about the truth. And so I wrote a post, and it says, it's not that the truth is hard to understand. Truth is obvious. There are people who stand for greatness, for the greatness of all, and there are people who don't. The issue is the reality of how we respond to the truth can be a hard pill to swallow because it speaks highly of the kind of people we are collectively and personally. A lot of times the human in us denies the truth because then we do not have to acknowledge our true selves. When you start to acknowledge the truth, that's when you have to look at yourself and admit your intentions may not be rooted in the good you have fooled yourself into thinking you stand for. Now you have to realize, yes, you are just like them. That physically, mentally, and emotionally, there's a costume. It's just that. It's a costume. And that costume, sooner or later, is going to get taken off voluntarily. It's going to get ripped off by life. And now that I'm reading that, that actually relates to what I'm telling you to go look at, right? When I say a lot of times the human in us denies the truth because then we do not have acknowledge, because then we do not have to acknowledge our true selves. We deny the truth. We see it right before, because I keep saying you guys don't see this. People don't see this. You don't see the crooked politicians. You don't see the racism. You don't see the bigotry. You don't see the hate against people. And people are making excuses for it. I read something the other day that a gentleman who owns a business says that it's not word for word. But what he said was that basically that unemployment had to go up into 50-60% so that they can remind, business owners can remind employees that, you know, they work for them, that employees don't work for that the employer doesn't work for the employee. And when I say right here again, I probably will say it a couple times, is that a lot of times the human in us denies the truth because then we do not have to acknowledge our true selves. Then we don't have to acknowledge that, you know, the costume that we put on every day, the costume of integrity, the costume of honesty, the costume of understanding, the costume of altruism is fake. It's not real. We speak a good game, but we don't live a good game. Then we got to admit that this is a costume that, oh, my God, I don't stand for the good that I thought I stood for. I don't stand for it. I make an excuse. I try to defend why I am the way I am, why I have the beliefs that I believe, why I promote the agenda that I promote, because I want the better people to be better, but in the end, it doesn't have anything to do. You don't want people to be better. You want to be better, meaning you want to have a richer life. You want to have a more comfortable life at the expense of other people. And you'll keep moving forward in that clown suit, dancing and jigging and jiving and acting like you are that person out there, that perfect person, that person just expressing all this goodness. And in the end, your intent is not good. Because people know the truth. People see the truth. You don't have to tell them. We don't have to argue it. We don't have to have discussions back and forth about it. People know the truth. But they deny the truth. Because then if they acknowledge the truth, sometimes they have to acknowledge how they dealt with the truth. They have to acknowledge how they promoted the truth. When maybe they shouldn't have. They have to look themselves in the mirror and realize, oh, my God, all this time I've been saying I'm not like them, but I'm just like them. And that can be a hard pill to swallow. It could be hard. It's Black History Month. And I know a lot of people because, you know, I'm pro-black. I don't have to have any excuse for it, but people will be like, why every time you talk – you know, it ends up being about, you know, race or culture. Because you know why I promote me? You know why I promote me? I say that when I promote black people, I promote Nicole because I'm black. You know why I promote, goodness gracious, women? Because I'm a woman. You know why I promote mothers? Because I'm a mother. And I promote daughters because I'm a daughter and I'm a family. I promote wonderful families and close families because I have that. All that I am, I'm made up of so many different things. But what I know for sure is that for hundreds of years, the promotion of black people, even the promotion of women, was not positive. I know for a fact the marketing was not positive. And so now I feel that the marketing has to be positive. Now I feel like I always have to, remind my people, black people, that we are great. I have to remind women to remember, don't get lost in everybody's words. And regardless of your race, remember that you are a woman and remember that you are part of the oppressed too. Because, you know, a lot of people forget that. Remember that. Remember that there were women walking these streets so that you can own property and you could vote. Remember that. And a lot of people say that you're supposed to just forget the past, but how can you forget the past? Nobody else forgets the past. What do you think generational trauma is? Why do you think they talk about the inner child? Why do you think that people say, you know, little such and such, he did this because, you know, his mom, you know, wasn't good to him, and then his grandparents raised him, and he was just mad, and he didn't know what to do with his emotions. And it's okay for him to do it, but then you have another demographic. When they do it, it's a problem. Because in the end, we are affected by the way that we are conditioned, and it is short-term and long-term conditioning. It is present-day conditioning, and it is generational conditioning. And that is what is happening now, the tipping point. All that conditioning has us all messed up. And we're foolish enough to think that we're in control. But you know what? Mother Nature, God, whatever it is you call it, is aware. And so when you look out into the world and you see all these things happening and you wonder why do you think? Because the children are running amok. The children are running amok. The children have forgotten our importance, our greatness. The children have looked to the wrong people and the wrong things to affirm themselves, and they're subjecting themselves to things that they shouldn't be subjecting themselves to. And no, we're not perfect, but that's why we have conversations like this, so that we can open up our minds and we can start thinking about how can we be better. I just was having a conversation with my daughter and her best friend, and I was explaining to them, you know, when you work on yourself and you understand the greatness in yourself, it completely lets you see the greatness in other people. And when I say the greatness in yourself, I'm not saying the perfection in yourself. The greatness is in yourself. It's understanding that you are worthy, understanding there is nothing to matter with you, how you came into this world, understanding that happiness comes within, and you don't have to look to anybody to affirm you. And when you have that understanding, you don't need to argue with people about whether or not you're right or wrong. You don't need to go back and forth with people. You don't need to do that because you understand that there is a bigger picture. We were talking about apologies, and it got me to thinking about a lot of things, because apologies are really, really interesting. Apologies. And I think of Risa Tisa, and I think her name is Teresa, this girl on TikTok. I'll probably keep referring to her. And I keep going back to this because sometimes we look at stuff like social media and we think that there are no lessons in them. But there is a lesson if you want to take it. And I look at her, and I imagine all the times that this man apologized to her and apologized to her and apologized to her. And she took it. She took it at face value. She took it as a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or a failure. That's the definition of an apology, a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or a failure. She took it as that, and she didn't realize that that's not what it was. His apology was a tool of manipulation, and there are two different ways that you apologize. And that's the conversation that me and my daughter and her best friend were having. When I asked, I said, why is the apology important to you? Well, how is it going to benefit you if you feel that someone has hurt your feelings? Why is it so important? There are people who don't speak to each other forever because they didn't get an apology. And my question is, what was the apology going to do? And I heard my daughter and her best friend. I heard what they were saying, which made me look this up. And I realized we both were talking about two different types of apologies at one time, because there's a sincere apology. You know, when you have respect for someone and you care about how they feel and you realize that you crossed the boundary with them and you apologize them with the intent of acknowledgement, the intent of acceptance of what you did, with the intent of amends, meaning that you're going to correct your actions. A sincere apology, it is comprised of all of those things. But society, just like they have warped everything else, has warped an apology. And now there's the apology can be used as a tool of manipulation. There's no intent in it but to benefit the person who is apologizing, because they've crossed the boundary. That person is mad. That person is hurt. And now this person will not benefit them in the manner that they have always been benefiting them. So they apologize because they know that there are people who are kind of hung up on the idea of apology, and they align apology with regret. They align apology with care. They align apology with acceptance of wrongdoing, which it should be, but it's not always that. And if you can't see the difference, right? If you can't see the difference, you're going to allow people to take advantage of you. And you're going to allow people to keep on doing the same thing to you over and over and over again because you don't know the difference. And you don't recognize. He's not apologizing to me because he's regretful. She's not apologizing to me because she cares about how she made me feel. She's apologizing to me because I'm mad and now I'm not going to do anything for her. He's apologizing to me because I was crying and now he's not going to get out of me what he wanted. It's going to take a minute. And he knows the power of the apology. He knows the power of the apology. Reese Tisa was in that position. There shouldn't have been 50 segments. I got to 15, I think 16. There should have been 3 or 4, maybe, because if you give somebody the benefit of the doubt, how long are you going to do that? Oh, but that idea of the dream, right? That idea of the dream had her continue to keep on chugging forward. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I will. I'm going to, because I see what I want. I think I can. I can't think I can. Nope, think I can't. And guess what? She couldn't, and she didn't, not with him. Because we have to be smarter, and we have to love ourselves, and we have to affirm ourselves. And we have to go back to my first podcast of the year, which said, if it don't fit, don't force it. And there is everything in your body. Your body will tingle. You know when it's not right. You know when it is not right. You know. We be in denial, don't we? Because we want it our way, don't we? Oh, my God, we are hard-headed. I can say I'm hard-headed. We want it our way. Don't we want it our way? Everything in us. Baby toe will be aching. But you know what I mean. You'll feel tight in your chest. It's something about you that just won't settle. You can't sleep because you know that you don't have no business in whatever it is that you're in. You know it. Because if it don't fit, don't force it. But you're forcing it because, oh, you're going to have it your way. You're going to have it your way, come hell or high water, right? And when you get your way, what happens? Some bust. And then now you're like, I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have did that. I knew. You look back, hindsight, all the flags were there. All the flags were there. If it don't fit, don't force it. It's crazy how I can go back to that one thing. It's crazy. I can even go back to conflict and dealing with all of this and understanding how you deal with communication, how you deal with your emotional intelligence, how you deal with critical thinking skills so that you don't find yourself in these positions. Why is an apology important to you? Think about it. Why is it important to you? Does it fix the situation? Just remember, when they're apologizing to you, look at the action behind that apology and make sure you're not being manipulated. Make sure that that person is not using that apology just to get what they want out of you, get the response out of you that they want, right? Make sure of that and stop trying to fit into places that you know you just don't fit into. And I'm telling you again, follow your first intuition. Follow it. That you were on the It's Me, Nicole podcast on E-Water Radio. I just realized I haven't said that, but let's give a shout-out to Ed Waterford, E-Water Radio. He has always made this happen, and he doesn't just make it happen for me. He makes it happen for a lot of people, and he's very intentional about having a positive platform. And again, like I said, there's a lot of platforms that you can go to where you're going to hear the mess, and sometimes I have the mess. But again, the whole intention, not just of It's Me, Nicole podcast, but of E-Water Radio, is to bring positive, empowering, and insightful information straight across the board. And that may not be everybody's little saying for their whatever they do on E-Water Radio, but that is the premise. The premise is to uplift. The premise is to make people stronger. The premise is to ignite conversations and positive conversations, powerful conversations, conversations where people really hear what is being said without being offensive, without being defensive, without being disrespectful. And that's what this is about. And so that's what the It's Me, Nicole podcast is about. It's positive, empowering, and insightful in conversation. And I know I'm in the middle of this, but I want to thank you, when I see all the people on the dashboard, I want to thank you for taking the time because you didn't have to be here. It's 8:32 here in California. It's 3 hours later in the East Coast, 2 hours later in Central Time. You could be doing anything else. You could be on TikTok right now watching Risa Tisa, you know, on number 39. I don't know what number you on, but you could be doing that too. But you've taken the time out to talk to me or to listen to me run my mouth, and I really appreciate that. So in the middle of this, I had to stop just now and remind you of how much I appreciate that. For the rest of the time, I want to talk about the truth and what I read to you. I want to talk about the truth because the truth hurts, but the truth is obvious, just like I said. And how do you respond to the truth? Why do you respond the way you do to the truth? When are we honest about the truth? Why is it such a hard thing sometimes to admit the truth? And how do we figure out if we're wearing that emotional, that mental, or that physical costume that promotes the truth, even though we really are not really marinating in the truth? And this came up partially because, you know, I hear people talking. We're in a year of politics. We always have politics, but we have the voting coming on. And people are really having these conversations that are really amazing to me. And I always encourage people to, you know, read and learn about people and understand and stop being dishonest with yourself. I was talking to a coworker today, and she was talking about, you know, just what I'm talking about tonight, the truth, and how in California, you know, the rent that is the average rent does not align with minimum wage, let alone, but you still have these people who are like, we don't know why people want to get more money. We don't know why they feel like they need to have higher wages. And it doesn't go hand in hand, and that's when I talk about denying the truth. What are you talking about? You don't understand why people are demanding higher wages when the minimum wage, if you calculate it and you calculate it outside of a month, you can't afford the average rent in California, or you can only barely afford that rent, which means you're going to always have to be working and paying bills and debt. What is it called? Paying Paul to steal from Peter, or paying Peter to steal from Paul. But we have politicians on both sides who say, we don't know why the minimum wage needs to be increased. We don't understand. No, you guys don't understand, because you don't make that money. You don't make that money. But you really want people to believe, you really are pushing the agenda that a wage increase is not needed. But a person who works 40 hours a week, and then even in within the month, put that together, it doesn't equal the rent that needs to be paid. Why is it okay for you to have a wage, right, that supports your lifestyle? And no one's asking for no extravagant lifestyle. People are saying, I need to pay rent. I need a little health insurance. I need to have some food, put some clothes on my back, pay these utilities, and have me a little car to get around. And people actually are out there like they're just being selfish. They're being greedy. Who's being greedy? Are you really going to be honest with me and tell me that you don't understand that 1 + 1 = 2? This is what I talk about, acknowledging the truth. Anytime someone gets ready to start a conversation about, well, they don't want to do this, what are you talking about? One thing I'm going to tell you that COVID did, COVID reminded people that if they're going to struggle, they can struggle on their own terms. They don't got to struggle on somebody else's terms. It's a lot of people who got their hustle on and got their struggle through COVID. It's not an issue that people don't want to work. It's not that issue. That's a very low percentage of people. Issue. People don't want to work in substandard environments. People don't want to go to work and get stressed out, disrespected, disregarded by people who don't care about their well-being, by people who want you to bust your behind so they can be wealthy and they can have a good lifestyle and they can send their family off on vacations when they want to go on vacation. And, you know, they cannot come to work when they don't want to come to work. And, you know, they can take the trips and they can buy new cars every year, because guess who's funding that? But then there's an argument about a raise. There's an argument about minimum wage. Now you got to lay off people. Now you got to lay off people because you don't want to share the wealth. Not because it's breaking you. It's not breaking you. You can't be broken if you have a president that's making $10 million. It's not possible. That's not true. A lot of people always come to me with Walmart, and I'm going to use Walmart as an example because I don't like Walmart. I'm going to be honest with you. And I know that Walmart will hire just about anybody, and they're hire people that have felonies. I get that anybody can work there, but they pay minimum wage. Do you know how much money the business of Walmart makes in a year that you pay minimum wage, and there are people who will forego health insurance because they don't want that money taken out of their check? Really? Really? What happened to the altruism? What happened to it? No one is asking anybody to give away anything. People are not asking to work for you to give them enough money to buy a mansion. People are saying, can you pay me so that I can live? Can you pay me so I can give my children some health insurance? Can you pay me so that I can get my diabetic medicine? It's an actress out here that said that people are jealous of people who get Ozempic for weight because they can't get it or they can't afford it. Do you understand the level of integrity, the lack of integrity that a person has to say something like that? When we know that there is a shortage of diabetic medicine for people who have diabetes and need it? And because there are people who can afford to buy it basically as a beauty supplement or, you know, to help them lose weight, they can buy it, and then the person who has diabetes who needs the medication can't get it? Do you understand the lack of integrity in that? Do you understand the lack of integrity? And I know somebody who had cancer, and they have something that treats it well. It's like over 99% 99% cure rate when they use it. And do you know that one treatment is over $100,000? Can you imagine having the cure in your hand and your concern is about how much you can get paid for it, not about how many people you can cure? The truth is out there. People see the truth, you guys. They admit it. They got to admit to the kind of people that they are. They have to admit to that. They have to admit that they try to act like they're good people, but it's just a costume. It's just a nose and a wig and big flappy shoes. But it's not real. It's not the reality. There's people who preach goodness every day, and they don't stand for any goodness. They don't treat anybody nice. They're disrespectful to people. They're mean to people. It's a costume. But they know the truth. The truth is obvious. Very obvious. And one day you're going to have to deal with the truth. And whether it comes sooner or later, it's a hard pill to swallow. It's a very hard pill to swallow. But I can tell you this, the truth will set you free mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. But there are so many people every day walking through life every single day not admitting the truth. And I want to clarify that I am not saying that people have to be perfect. That's not what I'm saying. But people will do and say what they need to do to protect the bubble that they have lived in, especially if it is a comfortable-ass bubble. And they will turn their backs. They will have temporary blindness to the realities, the truth out there, so that they can protect what they have. They will make up a story. Because you know what, if they don't, they can't handle it. It's too much. They have to look back. They have to look within themselves, and they have to say, what kind of person am I? What have I done? What have I allowed? Yes. Yes, you are just like them. You are just like them. But you keep putting on that costume every day. I always say some of the most broken people are the most beautiful people in the world, right? Some of the most, the meanest and selfish people go to church every single day. They always up in the church, always in the church. They in every service on Sunday. They have Bible study. They doing it all. But it don't come down to that. It come down to what kind of person are you? I always said you don't have to talk about it. You have to be about it. People should be able to see it. You shouldn't even have to say it. I always tell people that. And I'm not the most religious person, but I'm a believer in God. And I'm like, I don't think you should have to tell anybody that you're a believer in God. I think they should know. And that doesn't mean perfection within you. It does not mean perfection, but it should. They should see it. You shouldn't have to tell them. If you're a lover of the people and you want the people to be better, you really shouldn't have to talk about it a lot. You should, in your everyday, yeah, I have the pockets, but in your everyday lifestyle, you should show it, and it should be okay, and people should know by how you carry yourself. How do you respond to the truth? How do you respond to the truth? Why do you respond the way you do to the truth? How have you been conditioned to handle the truth? How do you deal with yourself when you recognize maybe you've been kind of manipulating the truth yourself? It's a hard pill to swallow. And if you're being honest with yourself, sometimes, you swallow that pill a few times a year. At least I do. A few times a year I have to check myself. I really do. And I was having a conversation with my daughter and her best friend about that today and saying that there's a time when you know what triggers you, when you know you're BSing, and you catch yourself in the moment, and you pull yourself back, and you correct yourself. Because you know you're not right. You know that you're not handling the situation right. You know what you're doing before anyone has to tell you. You know it. That pill is hard to swallow. And if you don't feel like that a few times a year, several times a year, then maybe, you know, you're not doing the self-auditing that you need to be doing. I just feel like we're in a very disrespectful time in the world. I know we've been in way more disrespectful times. When people say it's the worst ever, no, it's not. Because guess what? I'm free. I was thinking that the other day. I was like, just look at this. Like, I jump in my car. I go to work as a female, as a black female, by myself. I don't have any concerns. If I want to go walk, I go walk. I go do whatever it is basically that I want to do. And I don't think of anything of it. And I know for a fact that I come from people that did not have that privilege. For sure. I think we forget about that when we sometimes cry, woe is me. So when I say we're in desperate times, I don't think we're in the most desperate times, but I think we are in desperate times because I think that we all have to, you know, kind of become more aware of the energy that we're putting out into this world and what are each of us individually doing to be better individually and help society be better collectively. I always go back to this, especially in California with the level of homelessness that we see. If you walk past a homeless person, you see a homeless person, and it just irritates you because it's an eyesore, it's not pretty, the cosmetics of it is messed up, then I think that you need to think about that. Because something like homelessness should never be just normal to you. It should always tug at you. It should always tug at your heart. You know how easy it is for you to end up on the streets? Never put yourself in a position to think that you it couldn't be you. Because I guarantee you, most of them people on the street said it couldn't be me. Most of them. Most of them, that was not a goal in life. Because people be like, they did whatever they did to get on the street. Believe me, becoming homeless is not a goal in life to most people. There's an exception to everything, but that was not their goal in life. And all of this comes down to ourselves and how we love ourselves and how we respect ourselves and how we affirm ourselves. It all comes down to what are you going to let people tell you about yourself? What are you going to allow because somebody told you that you're not worth shit? Are you going to run with it? Or you don't care what they say because guess what? You know what you're worth. I'm just saying it's a whole bunch of things that you have to talk about. Well, you have to think about. I know I was kind of all over the place, but, you know, this is Thoughtful Tuesday, and I'm just talking. I was trying to go through here and see if I missed anything in terms of all these notes. But I just really, truly want to remind everybody of that. And this Risa Tisa thing, or Tisa Risa, wait, hold on, because I turned my page. Let me make sure I say it right. Risa Tisa on TikTok. You look at that. It'll remind you. It's a representation of how we just let ourselves get bamboozled. I call it falling for the okie doke. And we let this person or this corporation or that corporation or this marketing strategy or that marketing strategy try to tell you what you're supposed to be, try to tell you what you're worth, try to tell you how valuable you are. You actually believe it, fall for it, and the cycle begins. And now you have to dig yourself out the hole. You got to dig yourself out the hole. Because you let somebody run you down. You let these people, this person and that person, tell you what you're not. Tell you because you're not doing what they want you to do. You don't look the way that they want you to look. You don't sound the way that they want you to sound. You don't act the way that they want you to act, that you're not about anything, that you're not worthy, that you are not deserving. I'm just saying it's not worth it. It's not worth it. So tonight I ask you, what is your responsibility? I know I was all over the place, but I really want you to think about some of the things that I have talked about because it affects us, and it affects how we deal with our lives every day, and it affects us in work every day, and it affects how we deal with our family members and our friendships, whether they're platonic or they're romantic. All of this affects us. And these are the conversations we have to have that weren't had even 30, 40 years ago. And real quick, I mean, I just was talking, like I said, I was having this conversation with Marley and Brittany, and I was just saying, you got to understand that, you know, just even 30 years ago, there's a lot of stuff that we weren't privy to, that we weren't privy to. So, you know, we have to take advantage of what's out there for us now. My dog just walked in the room, you guys. Miles, get out. Yeah, he must have felt me talking to him. He felt me. But you know, I ask you to share this with you. I ask you to share this broadcast with other people. I ask you to share my other broadcast. And like I said, you know, I keep saying it because I know the people think that. I know you want the ratchet. I like a little bit of the ratchet too. You guys know I love true crime. Everything that I look at, I come back to this same thing. I come back to these same things that I said at the beginning of the year. These same six things. All of this comes around. So I'm going to say them again. If it don't fit, don't force it. Do you need it or do you want it? We have to learn how to tame ourselves. Some stuff, we don't need it. We want it so bad, we just going to do it. It doesn't matter. Work on being better is number three. Number four is if you don't know, now you know. That means being intentional with what you say. Stop letting people make you feel like you do not have a voice. Speak up, speak out, speak truthfully, not disrespectfully. It doesn't have to go down like that. Commit to yourself. If you don't know yourself, you don't know anybody. How do you expect to have healthy relationships with anyone if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself? Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, work on yourself and stop looking to others to affirm you. All of that, when you do all of that, live your life. All of that equates to that. Live your life. Stop talking about what you're going to do tomorrow, what you're going to do, you know, after Lent ends, what you're going to do on Monday, what you're going to start. Live your life because it's yours. I always say, ride this bitch till the wheels fall off. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. But as we're doing it, we're living to be better, not just personally but collectively. All this stuff that we see, you guys, it's all related. It's all related. Lastly, I just want to remind you to take care of yourselves. I want to remind you that right now, no matter how bad that you are feeling, no matter how hard you are being on yourself, you're good. You are good. And you don't need anyone to affirm you. Step out on faith. It's just like building a muscle. Just like building. You know what? If you don't take the chance, you just don't know. There is no success without failure. I remind myself of that all the time. We'd be so scared. So scared to stand up and step out, stand up and speak out. And we have to stop it. And I know that Tisa Risa, I keep saying it, I know that she put this out there so that we could learn from it. It's such, oh, my God, you guys, I keep telling you, you have to go watch this. You're going to get caught up. You're going to feel a little dumb at first listening to it. But it is such a lesson of life. There's so many lessons in what this woman went through. So many. So many. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I will be back next Tuesday because, like I said, I missed last Tuesday. And I'm trying to commit. Not trying. I am committing to two Tuesdays out of every month. It should be every other Tuesday. But, again, now it's going to be two back-to-back because I missed, you know, my day last week. But next week, I encourage you to come with a notebook and paper so that we can continue to build on, you know, just talking about bettering ourselves, what we need to do, opening up conversations that we don't have, that maybe you can't have with a family member, maybe you can't have with your mom, maybe you can't have with your friend. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to start taking in calls and we can really have some good dialogue. But, again, this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I hope that tonight, when you log off, when you hang up, there's just a little bit of something that sticks in your head that tells you that you are worthy, you are valuable, right? You are worth all of the effort that needs to be had. And you don't have to look like everybody. You don't have to sound like everybody. You don't have to speak like everybody. You are perfect the way that you are. And there's nothing the matter with improving yourself, but be careful about how you speak on yourself. I truly believe that words are spells. Affirm yourself every single day, all day, every second, every minute, every hour, because you are deserving of that. And don't let all this stuff that you see out here make you think that you're not, okay? There's nothing the matter with you. You're all good. We are all good. We just need to put forth a little bit more of an effort so that we can move forward and we can be better. And maybe 30 years from now, 50 years from now, when I'm gone, somebody will find one of these recordings and it'll make them feel a little bit better. But my goal is, if I had a true lifetime story, is I want people to say, you know what, I heard her, and you know what, she made me smile. She made me want to be better. That's just my goal in life. Remember, you guys, you know, everything about you is wonderful. Thank you very, very much for supporting me. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful evening. If you're in California, you know what? Bundle up. If you're in the East Coast, bundle up. I don't think it's raining tomorrow, but you guys be safe. Be safe. Take your vitamins, exercise, drink that water, moisturize that skin. Mind your own business. Read. Do all those things to make yourself better. And when you make yourself better, take my word for it, it's a little baby step into making the world better. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Good night. God bless.